This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I've become a J.J. McCarthy stan, and I think pretty much just out of desperation. And I don't think the Vikings would move off the guy, but he becomes a resource. He becomes an asset. He becomes a bargaining chip. If you've got Aaron Rodgers, he probably has more value to you as a player because Rodgers might not make it through the entire season. And they obviously have a lot of faith in J.J. McCarthy. But I would shop him quietly just to see what you could get. And here's what a texter writes in, and I think this is a good discussion point. You guys always talk about developing a guy. There is zero evidence that they can do that. In fact, they've proven the opposite. I don't think that that's wrong. But so should they just fold the franchise? Like, a lot of people say that. We've said that. Like, we don't have any faith that they're going to develop a guy. Mike Tomlin's shown zero ability to do that. This coaching staff, as we've talked about ad nauseum, they don't hire a hot shot young coaches who have these avant-garde cutting-edge schemes or anything like that. Like, it's not like Arthur Smith has this great history of developing quarterbacks. He did get more out of Ryan Tannehill than they got out of him in Miami. So maybe that's a counter-argument to the argument that I just made. Okay, so what does that mean then? So they should just stop trying?
Right. Or would you rather them go this route of like a one-year veteran quarterback deal forever? Or would you rather them go for a young quarterback at some point, which they will. Like, which route would you rather them go? Give a 2-year deal to the next, you know, guy? Like, I don't know who would be
Kirk
out there.
Cousins next
Kirk
year?
Cousins, yeah, it's Kirk Cousins next year.
Dak Prescott, they get fed up with him this year, right. And so they move on from him. Like, do you just want to keep doing the stopgap thing? Like, you cannot build the franchise that way. Who's the last stopgap quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
Cool.
I mean, does Peyton Manning count? I don't think so, because they had him for years.
To get to a Super Bowl is probably Jimmy Garoppolo, right?
It's a good one.
To get to a Super Bowl.
Didn't win one.
To win one. That's a good question.
You know, does Matthew Stafford count?
No.
Because he was still,
He's still there.
He's still there, and he was really good. And when they acquired him, the thought was, oh, he can elevate them because he's still at the height of his powers. Like, when I think stopgap, I'm thinking about guys who are journeymen, guys who, you know, do not have the same level of ability to offer that they did 4 or 5 years ago. Like, that's just not a way to do business. Like, I had no problem with a stopgap. If it was a young stopgap, I would still actually have Mason Rudolph be my day one starter. He'd be the stopgap. But this idea that they can win that way, like win at the highest of high levels, it's just not realistic. Teams aren't letting quarterbacks go unless they have flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sam Darnold goes out and gets paid, but he's obviously flawed. You know, Baker Mayfield went out and got paid, and he had a ton of flaws, and he's sort of rectified his career. You know, Geno Smith rectified his career, maybe to a lesser extent than Baker Mayfield did, but I don't think those are high probability plays. Like, I don't think you're I don't think the percentage chance of hitting on that is very high.
No, but also, like, you're, well, also, like, with those three guys that you just named, I mean, they had to revitalize their career, but their pedigree was top 10 pedigree at one point. But that's very unlikely. Like, they're the three guys that you can think of in the recent past that have revitalized their career from being so low and being, like, the worst of, like, the bunch of their draft class to now getting paid millions of dollars.
If I'm looking at it that way, I'm just going to give Mason Rudolph another shot.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Kevin Colbert said he was a first-round quality quarterback, and, you know, I didn't really buy into it at the time. I certainly don't buy into it now, but, I mean, Geno Smith was a second-round guy. Mm-hmm. Mason Rudolph went in the third round. Their collegiate careers were fairly similar. I mean, they both have strong arms. Geno can move a little bit better. People are texting in Nick Foles. See, I don't really include him because he got hot for a three-game span. And look, he was Super Bowl MVP, was he not? I mean, he outdueled Tom Brady. Maybe I'm wrong. Was it Brandon Graham? I don't remember who the hell was the MVP that year. I think it was Foles.
Yeah, it was Foles.
It should have been Foles.
Yeah.
So whoever it was, my personal record book, I got Nick
Foles.
But
he wasn't brought in to be the stopgap. He just came in because Wentz got hurt.
Right, exactly. People are texting in Joe Flacco. No, he was the Ravens franchise quarterback. And then they paid him a bajillion dollars after that. Texter, Tom Brady with the Bucks. His last year, that's a good one. It's a good text, but his last year with the Patriots, it wasn't what we were used to seeing out of New England. They went 11-5. They got beat by Arthur Smith's Tennessee Titans, but anybody who watched knew that Tom Brady could still play.
Right.
So it's just not a high percentage play. Yeah, I don't think the Steelers can develop a guy, but they got to keep trying. And that's why a guy like J.J. McCarthy actually makes sense to me, Doran, because, you know, another team with a really good offensive-oriented head coach drafted him in the top 15 and thinks that they're a top 15 caliber player.
Yes.
So I think you're guessing a little bit less on, like, it's not like you have to draft, like, where do we compare this guy to the other quarterbacks in the draft? How is he viewed by everybody else? Kind of the Kenny Pickett thing. Like, do other people think Kenny's a first-round guy? I don't know, but we do. Kevin O'Connell thought this guy was a first-round quarterback.
That should matter.
And I think next year, like, if they do wait and they take a guy next year, you know, there should be more first-round graded QBs where there's more universal grades on them, so you're guessing less. I think that's what they need. Like, not a, well, we think this guy's, I don't care what you think. What does everybody else think?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't guarantee anything. But I think the consensus, for me anyhow, matters. 412-928-9370. Jake Delhomme getting a mention. That was a weird time. They didn't win.
Whenever he was in Carolina?
Yeah. He was kind of their guy.
Right?
I mean, I think about Hasselbeck. You know, not that long ago, you could go to the Super Bowl with just a guy. Because you were allowed to win defense. With defense.
Yeah, defense, right?
You're not allowed to do that anymore. You know, whenever it was Hasselbeck, I mean, he was handing it off to Sean Alexander, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm trying to remember in my mind's eye. I'm guessing they were lining up under center all the time.
All the time.
Jake Delhomme, same thing.
All the time.
Man, it's a totally different era.
Oh, yeah, it's way different.
And I thought Matt Hasselbeck was good.
Think about those two quarterbacks. Like, you line up Jake Delhomme and Matt Hasselbeck, and then you line up, let's say, even Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence, like, they smoked them in a race.
Oh, my God.
And they're not even, like, the fast quarterbacks.
Well, think about how we evaluate Jalen Hurts, who we, like, all agree is pretty good, but, like, not elite. He blows those guys totally out of the water. Totally out of the water.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.